How to win is something that sometimes must be learned. After a heartbreaking 3-2 loss to Royce City the week before, Tuesday night the Lady Cats volleyball team was able to defeat Greenville 3-2 by taking the deciding fifth set. Lady Cats volleyball coach Allison Irvin tells us about that win.
We came out and we had two solid first sets. They weren't like blowouts or anything like that, but we held our own and kept the lead and fought through and won the first two. Well, we were playing well. We had high energy. We were talking and moving. We didn't even miss a serve the first two sets. And then I guess we kind of got back into our old habits a little bit, the habits we're trying to break, and we got relaxed in the third set, completely relaxed, and went 25-10, or dropped that one. It's almost like we get real comfortable and just kind of go back out there and lose all intensity, our focus, and serve receive started hurting us really bad. We started missing serves. And then after that, in the fourth set, we battled back, but it wasn't enough. And then in the fifth set, basically all of us had the same idea. This was Royce City redemption. Last week they were really upset after the fifth set in a good way. Frustrated, they knew they could have pulled that out and they didn't. They should have taken care of business last week. And so they didn't want that to happen again on Tuesday. So they were kind of fired up a little bit and upset. And instead of, the big difference was against Royce City in the fifth set, you could just see like the defeat already on their face. And in this one, they were like, we got to take care of business. We need to get this done. Some girls stepped up vocally and kind of they all had a lot of energy and they came out charging. And it was not an easy fifth set by any means, but they pulled it out and it was like 15-13. So it was an important win for us mentally. I'm glad they got it. They're definitely keeping me, like I said, on my toes. We got to take care of business when we can too. So.
Makes a big difference being 1-1 as opposed to 0-2 and get that kind of start.
Yes, it does. We have a tough September schedule, being on the road every match almost. Hallsville and Tee-Hi are both 2-0 right now. And Mount Pleasant and Greenville are both 0-2, and everyone else is right there 1-1. So getting that one win was good for us. Last week was rough, and it was good for us to battle back like that, and it was good for the girls. I was really proud of them to overcome that hurdle and to do that. So. It was a good win for us.
Next up, really be tested, I would assume, Longview. Apparently they beat Marshall already, so
yes, sir.
They're going to be tough.
Yes, they will be tough. They did beat Marshall in three. It was a close three. Marshall had beat us in three, and we all know that we didn't show up very well at all at Marshall. It was a first district match. I think we got there probably a little bit later than what we had wanted to for a warm-up, and we didn't get the right warm-up in that we wanted to, and mentally or physically. So I think that they're going to be a good matchup for us, without a doubt. We're on the road again, so I think it's about an hour and a half drive, and we play first on Friday night, so they really don't have a lot of time once they get off that bus to get prepared and ready to go. But it will be an important win. Longview right now is 1-1.
KSST Sports.